Yeah, central Queensland was warming up a bit this week. Not quite done with winter because there was a couple of cool days and some really cool news about how we have a local connection to the Netflix show in the top 10 coming in at number 7, plus how the Port to Park went with Matt Burnett, Gladstone Mayor and Pinky. Being Road Safety Week, we are all learning some very important lessons and what not to do's to avoid those massive fines and the inevitable. And with two big NRL games coming to Central Queensland, Rockhampton's Brown Park, we caught up with local legend Cameron Munster to not only congratulate him on his baby news, but to get some tips for our teams coming to Brown Park this week.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast, only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
Time to catch up with Senior Sergeant Ewan Finlater once again.
Has it been a year already?
Officer in charge of Rocky Road Police.
Did we catch anyone doing the wrong thing this morning?
We didn't get any drink drivers, but we got some drug drivers.
Okay.
So,
Could get them off the road?
Always concerning. It certainly is.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, let's start with that. So that leads to impaired driving if you are under the influence of alcohol or drugs, which you can check for both now.
That's exactly right. We now have the capability to check for drugs. And the difference between alcohol and drugs is your body will break down the presence of alcohol a lot quicker than the drugs.
Yeah, I would think
and
so.
It's actually an offence just to have a what we call the drugs, the relevant drugs.
Yep.
It's an offence just to have that in your system, so you don't even need to be affected by it.
Good. Well, the other issue is, of course, high speeds. I mean, we talk about it all the time. Banksy always reminds people about the school zones, but your speed makes a huge difference in reaction time and whether or not it may lead to a fatality.
That's exactly right. And look, just recently, we've had some ridiculous speeds. We had a couple of young blokes doing 195 in Yipoon Road, where the speed limit is 100. A lot of detections over the 150 mark, 150, 160 plus. So at that sort of speed, you don't have any time to react at all.
Mobile phones are still causing major distractions. What is a mobile phone fine worth these days?
Yeah, it's $1,033, so it's a big ticket item.
Wow.
And how do you cop one of those? What do you have to do?
With the recent change to the legislation, you only have to touch your phone or even have your phone in your lap. So you don't have to be using it as a phone. You touch the screen of it, you technically commit that offence.
That's huge.
And we do have the mobile phone cameras now out and about throughout the state. I can confirm there is one in and out of our area. So that's probably another good deterrent if you don't want to waste $1,000.
Oh, wow.
What if you've got that thing on the dash that you can put in there for like GPS and things like that? What's the legalities with that?
Yeah, that's fine. If you're using your Bluetooth or through the Apple CarPlay or one of those things, that's fine, but you can't physically touch your phone.
Subscribe now to stay up to date. Banksy and Pinky on Triple M CQ.
The Gladstone Ports Corporation Port to Park, the first ever fun run was on yesterday because they've changed that from Botanic to Bridge originally.
Yes, Port to Park.
There was a 9K distance, too far, or 3K. And so the mayor of Gladstone, Matty Burnett, joined me yesterday and we did the 3Ks. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Pinky. Good morning, Banksy. And good morning, Central Queensland. Morning.
I expected you to be still out of breath, mate.
No. Look, we did a bit of a walk and talk, didn't we? We were very modern, the whole let's walk and talk and then, let's run again.
We ran up the hill. I don't know why we walked the flat bit to the marina and then run up
that hill. I know. Why did we?
Rookies.
Yeah, everyone else was walking and pushing prams. We did discuss, didn't we, the possibility of a good friend of mine, Lawson, perhaps training up to push us in prams next year.
Is that a doable thing?
Because the amount of parents that are doing it.
Double pram.
Double pram.
Look, I'll put my hand up right now.
Why not?
I shall sit in said pram.
Yeah, no, we've taken it. We can get a three-seater, I guess. But, hats off to all the parents doing that because it really is takes a lot of strength. It's not easy.
I saw someone's pram tire blow out and they had to carry the baby for the rest
Stop
of the
it.
Pram tire blowout.
Oh, dear. You need your puncture kit. Excellent.
I spoke to a few of the organisers afterwards and said maybe we need to move the finish line away from the start line so we didn't have... Because all those... We had runners finishing the 3K, we were still walking.
They're different, but they're ours. Banksy and Pinky on Triple M CQ.
Mary Rodwell, our UFOlogist in Calliope, is featured in Top Secret UFO Projects Declassified, the new series on Netflix, number 7 in Australia this week.
Yeah.
Boom!
Go Mary. Mary.
Love Mary.
That's cool.
She's so
There's
cool.
There's something about Mary.
Yeah, there is. Look, we now we kind of more and more are looking at these Netflix yes. shows and letting the suggestions determine what we'll have a look at.
Yes. Well, there's lots of documentaries and things on there.
Stack loads. Yeah. And you'll actually see it if you go onto Netflix and have a look. There's a lot more of these UFO
yes.
Documentaries and such. It follows on from that Pentagon non-announcing of UFO investigations.
We caught up with Mary about that.
We're hearing more pilots, more military people sharing their stories of encounters and feeling free to do so without, you know, all
Not
of the
feeling threatened.
Yeah, your tin foils and stuff. So we've got eyewitness accounts. We've got our own ufologist, Mary Rodwell, in this doco. I think this goes a long way to showing that, well, the governments now admit countless amounts of money investigating UFOs. So doesn't that suggest to you that something exists?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be spending all of this money on...
But you're the peoples.
Yeah.
People don't want to tell you this stuff.
No, it's we the sheeples, thank you. We the sheeples.
Silly peoples.
It just proves that if they're spending this sort of money on investigating, then it's got to be real, right?
I thought you were saying they could siphon some of that money towards education and health, but that's a different conversation. Yes.
The truth is out there now. And aliens are a viable reason now to explain things. You know what I'm saying? So, look, for example, that boogie board that was full of weed that Chappelle said wasn't hers.
Oh, stop it.
Honestly.
What a great out.
Yeah.
It was E.T.
It wasn't me. It was the one-armed alien. Well, how else do you explain? I had an egg sandwich and a strawberry yogurt in the fridge here at work the other day.
Yeah.
I go there at lunchtime. Gone. Hey, how do you explain that?
Oh, Banksy, you do know Nick from sales, right?
Oh, actually, it's more likely Nick from sales. But still, aliens, right?
That was wild. Let's find out what else Banksy and Pinky have been up to.
Finally phoned home, Banksy.
A local legend, Cam Munster, a Storm player, Queenslander and absolute larrikin.
He's finally on the line. Let's go.
Cam Munster.
Hey, sorry, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good.
How did it feel to have someone, you know, harassing you for Stalking. 10 minutes straight?
Nah, sorry, my phone was on silent. My apologies.
Don't give us that, Cam.
When I heard it buzzing, because I'm playing golf, I thought... I thought,
Golf
oh, no, what time
right.
is it?
Apparently his handicap is the silent mode. what is your handicap on your golf?
Nah, I'm not that great. I think the lowest I got to was 11 or 12, so I'm still a bit of a hack.
That's shocking,
no
man.
No one I know is actually any good at golf, but they spend a lot of time and money playing it, Cam.
Mm.
Yeah, it's something to do just to get outside of footy, I guess.
Yeah.
Get some wine at ease.
Well, it takes a lot of balls to play golf like you do, apparently.
Nah.
Hey, look, your PR guy who set this chat up with us did mention that you are pregnant, so congratulations.
Congratulations on the
Interesting
pregnancy,
story,
man.
But figured
you.
He meant your partner. So
yeah.
What's the news there?
Oh, well, I do have a dad bod, so look, it wouldn't surprise me that I look a little bit pregnant. But so she's 27 weeks pregnant, I think.
Wow.
I think 27 or maybe 26, so
yeah,
exciting times ahead. I can barely look after myself, but so we're soon, I won't be getting much sleep.
That's right. Don't worry. They force you to look after them, so you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So she's very lucky. Well, I'm very lucky actually to have someone as good as her, so I'm very lucky there.
Your first, Cam?
Yeah. I've got two dogs, so we'll be my third.
There's no comparison. But
no, there's not.
Congratulations.
In the parents' club now.
Buddy.
Thanks, legend.
So we're really pumped because, as you would probably know, Cam, we've got two huge NRL games coming up to be played at Brown Park this weekend, next weekend. What do you think about that?
Oh, it's awesome. Pretty exciting news. I wish I was able to come back and play at Brown Park, but it wasn't to be.
Well, we wish you were too.
Any tips for the Brown Park itself for our players? What do they need to know from a local?
Don't worry about the humidity. It's that hot in there. But it's a good little track. I reckon even when you get 1,000 to 2,000, it feels very packed. So I'm sure once they fill that out, I'm sure the players will hear every word and it's just so great that they're playing rugby league in Rockhampton.
That's it for now. Catch Banksy and Pinky weekday mornings from 6 to 9 a.m. on Triple MCQ. Or subscribe here to get all the best bits.